Thankful for another opportunity to be able to be in the Lord's house. Thankful for the desire that I had in that to be in the Lord's house. I want to say I'm thankful for the ones from the church that come be here with us, and our pastor, he's here with us. We appreciate that. But most of all, the Lord's here. Most important. And we can go home in a little while saying that it's been good to be in the Lord's house and have a greater determination to go forward and have more confidence. It's tough sometimes when you're determined, but the cares of this world has got you in a place that the confidence is not lining up with the determination. But like he said, is anything too hard for the Lord? He was touching just a little bit on what's been on my mind and what I've been thinking about the last few days. And I'll be honest with you. I know that our guidance comes from the Lord. But where our mind's at has a whole lot to do. And I know I preached on it Sunday and touched on it, but I'm telling you, the flesh has a great impact on this man right here. And it's up to me to be able to get in a place that I can suppress and crucify the flesh, if you'll have it, that inward man might be able to take charge and to go forward. But I really don't know where to read, but I guess I'll read this and just trust the Lord for leadership and guidance. We're going to read a little bit in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. And just give you the thought that the Lord's give us. And don't feel like we'll hold you very long. But then again, I don't know. I don't know the mindset of the Lord. But I'd like to be able to get in a place that I could preach for just a few minutes. But the Lord knows I've tried to meet the conditions. I tell you, it's a conditional way. A man can tell you what he wants to, but if the Lord uses you, you're going to meet the conditions. It's not going to just haphazardly happen. You are going to have to seek after him, and you're going to have to get in a place that he can use you. But in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, starting with the first verse, it says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die. And he said, It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my father's. And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said, Eat. And said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and lay him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And that's all that I'm going to read, and don't even know whether we're preaching that on that or not, but if you'll have it, it's a starting place in that. If I had a thought tonight, if I had something that I was going to leave with you, the Lord knows my heart. I want to be of an encouragement. There is enough turmoil, and there is enough envy and strife that in the land to discourage a man, but it don't need to come from behind the book board. It needs to be words of encouragement, and I know my heart tonight. I want to leave you with a greater desire in that. To put forth the best effort that you can, and that for the Lord. And if I had a thought tonight, it would be simply, we've got to go on. We've got to go on in that tonight. You've got to go on tonight. I realize here, this man that I read to you here, he had done a great work there. He had stood for the Lord, and he had went through the drought, and all of that. I'm not going to go into that, but he had stood his ground, if you'll have it, and the Lord had done a great work through him, but he found himself in a place, my friend, if you'll have it, that life had got too big for him. He just desired to die, if you'll have it. But I want you to know, God still had a need for it. There was still some things that Elijah had to do, and the Lord, through his mercy, sent the angel there to give him that that he needed encouragement to get up and to go on a little further down the road in that. And that's what I want you to get a hold of tonight, is simply we've got to go on. We must go on. You've got to go on. It don't matter which way you look, my friend, you can find every reason in the world to just say, I've done all I can do. I'm just going to sit back and see what happens. But my friend, when you get on the stool of do nothing, you're giving place for the devil, my friend. Oh, we must go on. We must go on, my friend. I see over there, I see where the Lord heard the children's cry, my friend, and he brought Moses down there, and Moses let them out, and I see where that they come, my friend, to a place where Moses sent the men over there to see the land. He said, you bring me back a true report. He said, you see whether they be trees there, whether they live in walled cities. See about the land and bring me back a true report. My friend, they went. They went there. You know the scripture. The Bible said that they cut down a cluster of grape that they brought back between two men. It took two to bring the fruit. I'm telling you tonight, my friend, if you bring the fruit of the Spirit, it's going to be between two. It's going to be between you and Jesus, my friend. Oh, we got to go on. We've got to go on. They brought back the cluster of grapes. And the men said, it is a land flowing with milk and honey. Said, it is a walled city. Said, and there's giants over there. Said, we looked at grasshoppers in our own eyes. And they said, we can't take it. And Caleb stood up and he stilled the people. And he said, the Lord be with us. He'll give it to us. My friend, he was telling them, we have got to go on, my friend. We have got to go on, my friend. And they kept on till they were at the point that they were ready to stone him. And he told them, he said, listen, the Lord's with us. The Lord's give it to us. Said, they'll be his bread in our hand. My friend, I want you to know, God's give us the good of the land. He's put it before us. My friend, all we've got to do is be willing to go on, my friend. Just go on. You got to go. I've got to go. Oh, listen to me. It's easy. It's easy to look around. It's easy to listen to the flesh, my friend, and feel like you are defeated. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, the victory has already been won. All we've got to do is go forward until he calls us home. Listen, Caleb got that. Caleb got that was promised to him. Oh, he had to bear a lot of things, my friend, that if the people had been willing to go on, that he wouldn't have had to have bore. My friend, I want you to know, you here tonight, I feel like you won't see the backbone of the church. You come to the midnight week service, and you'll see the backbone of the church. But above all of that, I want you to understand, if you listen to this one and that one, you'll find yourself in a place saying, I can't do it. I can't do it. But I want you to know, you're well able, my friend, with you and Jesus on your side. You can bring the fruit of the land back. Listen. It's always for those that are willing to go on. Oh, it's always for those that are willing to go on. I see a man in the Bible. The Bible said that Jesus had got in the ship and went over to the other side. My friend, and there was a man met him there by the name of Jairus. And he come to Jesus and he said, listen, said, my daughter lieth at home at the point of death. He said, If you don't come and lay hands on her, says she's going to die. My friend Jesus went with him. I want you to know Jesus will go with you. You begin to cry out. You begin to intercede in that with Jesus, my friend, and he'll hear you. He'll help you. My friend, he said in the scripture that we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with our infirmities, but was tempted in all points and was without sin. So therefore we may enter in and that to the throne of grace boldly to get help in the present time of need. My friend, I want you to know we've got to go forward. Oh, we've got to go forward. Oh, here Jairus is. He's on his way back home. His daughter is needing help. I want you to know there was another one there that was needing help, my friend. And she heard that Jesus was passing that way. And she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know I'd be made whole. Glory be to God, we got to go on. She heard that Jesus was coming through. She had the unction that if she could but touch the hem of his garment, she'd be made whole. But my friend, she had to go on. Amen. She had to get to Jesus. Oh, Leroy. And the Bible said, that she touched the hem of his garment, and immediately, she was made whole, my friend. And the Bible said, that Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples said, you see the crowd thronging day, and you ask, "Who touched you?" He said, "Yes, but I felt virtue go out. Somebody was willing to go on." She said, "It was me. Oh, it was me." Oh, he said, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith has made thee whole." We got to go on. We got to go on. Oh, then here comes one of Jairus' men. Oh, said, "Trouble the master no more, for thy daughter is dead." Jesus looked. He said, "Be not afraid, only believe." We gotta go on. There's no place to quit. My friend, he could have listened to the flesh and turned and went home and buried his daughter. But he heard the words of Jesus and he was willing to go on. Amen. Oh. And it made a difference. Oh. It made a difference. I'm just a high spot preacher. I just hit the high spots. Glory be to God. They get back there. Jesus puts them all out. But Peter and James and John and the mother and the daddy. And he said, "Arise." Glory be to God. We got to go on. Oh. We got to go on. Robert, you talked about the way You're in the way. You just gotta go on. I see another man. I see another man. The Lord's there. With them, my friend, right before he's going to be crucified. And he's talking to Peter. And he looked at Peter. He said, Peter, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat. He said, but I have prayed for thee. When thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. In other words, Peter, you're not ready right now. You've got to go on. Amen. In our minds, we'll get where we think we're just right where we ought to be. We think, that we've got the problem solved. Listen to me. Listen. Why do you think Christ went to the garden and prayed like he did? My friend, it was an example for you and I. My friend, that we've got to go on.
Amen.
The Bible said, I'm going to get back to Peter in a minute. But the Bible said, that when Jesus went there with them, that he went a stone cast further, and he fell down, and he began to pray. My friend, and the Bible said that there was an angel that came and strengthened him. My friend, a lot of times we get a hold of him. We get up, and we need to be going on.
Amen.
He told Peter, he said, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Peter said, Lord, I'm willing to even go into prison. I'll even die for you. And Jesus said, Peter, get behind me, Satan. He said, for you'll deny me thrice before the cock crows. I'm not preaching you anything you don't know. You know it as well as I do. But I believe with all my heart that the Lord sent it, the Spirit's in it, and we can get strength from it, and we can acquire a desire to go on. Peter sees them arrest Jesus. The Bible said that he followed afar off. He followed afar off. When we go to following afar off, we're going to get in trouble. We're going to get in trouble. We need to stay close. We need to stay in the way. But listen. They bring Jesus there into the hall. And Peter comes in. And they build a fire there. And he comes in and he sits down. And the Bible said that there was a maid there that looked and on him there and said, you're one of them. And he said, I don't know the man. And in a space of time, another one come in and said, you are one of them. You are one. He said, I don't know the man. Another one come in, my friend, and said, you are one of them. Said, your speech betrayeth thee. And one of them said that he began to curse and say, I don't know him. And only one of the Gospels says that Jesus turned and looked at him. And Peter got up, and Peter went out, and he wept bitterly. He wept bitterly. But my friend, I'm here preaching to you. We gotta go on. Peter become sorrowful for what he done. I believe with all my heart, if he could have went back and redone it when he was there weeping sorrowful, he wouldn't have done it, my friend. But it happened, so there's nothing that we can do but go forward. Listen to me. Listen to me. Things is going to happen. We're going to make choices. We're going to make decisions that we regret. But glory be to God, that's not the end of it. My friend, repent. Get willing to go on, and God will bless you. I see, Bruce. After the crucifixion, after the resurrection, I see Jesus appearing unto the disciples the third time. My friend, and I want you to know that they was out there. Peter, my friend, had denied Christ. Christ had been crucified, and he says, I go a fishing, going right back to his old ways, that he knew, my friend, but God knowed who he was, where he was at, and what he needed. Amen. So does he on you. So does he know you. So does he know what you need. My friend, we've got to go forward. I go a fishing. Some of them said, we go with you. We'll go with you. They get out there, they fished all night. Hadn't caught nothing. Nothing. Here Jesus is standing on the shore. He said, have you any meat? No. We've toiled all night and caught nothing. Cast your net on the right side. We got to go on. My friend, if you've been casting on the wrong side, repent. Get willing to go forward, and great will be the draw. Amen. What of the Holy Spirit? Great was the catch. 153. They get it to shore. Jesus said, come and died. Come and died. Didn't need a fish they had. They was already fish on the coals. My friend, listen. Jesus can do without you. But you can't do without Jesus. Amen. Let's go forward. Amen. Listen. He was getting Peter in a place where he could have a one-on-one with him. Listen. Peter had denied Christ three times. And listen, he begins to talk to Peter. He said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? He said, yea, Lord. He said, feed my lambs.
Yeah.
Oh, he asked him a second time. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said, yea, Lord, you know I love thee. He said, feed my sheep. Oh, glory be to God. He asked him again. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know I love you.
Yep.
Feed my sheep. Get willing to go further.
Amen.
Get willing to go further.
Amen.
Go further. Yesterday's gone.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we can't change yesterday. It's in the record book. My friend, if we was for it, if we uplifted him, there's a record of it. If we denied him, if we betrayed him, there's a record of it. But my friend, Jesus is willing to go farther.
Amen.
Feed my sheep. I find them there on the day of Pentecost. They were all gathered together in one room. And it come in like a mighty rushing wind, like cloven tongues of fire, settling up on the men, my friend, and they begin to speak as the Spirit give them utterance. And every man heard in his own language. My friend, tonight, every man, woman, boy, or girl is hearing the message tonight in their own language.
Amen.
It's either accusing or excusing. It's either justifying or condemning. But either way, we need to go forward.
Amen.
I need to go forward.
Yes.
You need to go forward. Every man heard in his own language. And one said, these men are drunk. These men are drunk. Listen, we need to go further. Here Peter is. My friend, he's cut the high priest his ear off. He's tried to defend him. He's found himself denying Christ. He's found himself being commissioned to go further, feed my sheep, my friend. And he got the unction, and he stood up willing to go further.
Amen.
He said, men and brethren, said, these men are not drunken as you suppose. Said, it being but the third hour of the day. Said, but this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. Let's go, Father.
Amen.
In the last days, I will pour out my spirit. Oh, we are without excuse. He has poured the Spirit out. He has beckoned whosoever will. Let him come. Let him drink of the water of life freely. My friend, let's go on.
Amen.
He went on and told him that the old man would dream dreams, the young men would see visions, the handmaids and the servants. He didn't leave nobody out. He put them all in there. My friend, and he said, this same Jesus who that you rejected and crucified. Oh, said this same Jesus, said he has raised him. Oh, he has raised him, and he has made him a Lord and Jesus over all. Went on and preached Jesus, willing, got willing to go on. Preached Jesus to them. And the Bible said that they were pricked at the heart. Oh, Peter said, listen. I said, it's not for you and you only. Said, but for you and your children, and those that are afar off, and those whosoever he calls.
Amen.
What must we do? Repent. Repent. The message ain't going to change. You want to go forward? You sitting there saying, I wish I could go forward? Repent. Repent, purpose in your heart, a purpose in your heart. Oh, Lord, I've not done all I could do. I realize I need to be up and about the Father's business. Forgive me, I want to go forward.
Amen.
I promise you, He'll hear you cry.
Amen.
He'll hear you cry.
Amen.
He'll restore the joy
Amen.
Of thy salvation. The Bible said that there was 3,000 souls added to the church that day. Went on talking, and he said that he added to the church daily, as should be. You ever thought about that? What is that should be? Huh? It's somebody that's willing to go on. Somebody's willing to go on. Oh. Not when it smokes that heart, we turn and walk out the door and say we're going to do better. We can't save ourselves. We can't justify ourselves. It's going to take coming to the place that we're of a broken heart and of a contrite spirit. I'm talking to the church. I'm not talking to the lost. I'm talking to the church. We've got to come to the place we're godly sorrowful for our slackness, and we become willing to go on.
Amen.
That's the message. Come on. Got to find a stopping place. I'm wore out. We got to go on.